You know, these teachings are done because God is saying something right now. If we are all sincere with ourselves, you can feel like your life is at a point where something is about to change. God is getting your attention. Whether you are under 25 years, whether you are above 25 years old, whether you are in your 50s, you can feel it. I can feel it also, that my life is at a transition point. I can feel it. First Samuel 30. Today's teaching is more or less an answer for someone I will be asking, okay, Pastor, I get the message. I should have taken my morning season seriously. We said the morning phase is the phase of preparation and learning, where you should have known God. You should have known the Holy Spirit. You should have known the Bible. You should have known the principles of the kingdom of God. You should have known how to hear God and respond. You know, one of the things you will need in life, how to know what God is saying about your life per time. See, that is something you must learn between 0 and 25 years. I'm serious. You know, people have asked me questions. How do you know that you are supposed to do this? I said, God said to me. And they're like, how did you know God said to you? I said, well, I didn't get born again yesterday. So, what about the situation where somebody has made mistakes? Pastor, what about a situation where a person is maybe in their evening season, or in their night season, or in their late afternoon season? Maybe they're in their late 40s and that's when they just got born again. Maybe they woke up early and discovered, they woke up late and discovered that they have wasted time, they have wasted years. You know, the Bible says that God will restore to you the years that the cankerworm has eaten. So cankerworms in the spirit can eat up years. Have you not heard people who are more older than you say, I don't even know what I spent those 10 years doing? And you are wondering, what are they saying? They know what they are talking about. Are you with me? Some of our parents, when you hear them talk, you know that, see, there is a backlog of regrets. Well, this message is for someone in that truth. God can restore the years. So like we read in Romans 15 verse 4, that everything we see in the scripture is for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of scriptures we might have hope. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel 30. From verse 1, it says, we're going to read to verse 19. Long read. It says, please read with me, 1 to 3, go. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Do you know what it means for men to cry until they could not cry again? Then that can give you an idea of the kind of fire that was born in the city. That can give you an idea of how much destruction had been wrought in that city. Verse 5. And David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinoam, his two wives were taken captives. Please, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me thither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Glory! So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the group Brook Bessel. Oh, yeah, I'm helping you read it. Oh, yeah, continue. 1, 2, 3, go. Continue from verse 10. He and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and 2 clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my servant left me, because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, can thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou will neither kill me nor deliver into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and they escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. Verse 18. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his 2 wives. Verse 19. Everybody read verse 19 with a loud voice. There was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that were taken to them. David recovered all. Glory! You will recover all. Whoever I'm talking to prophetically, you will recover all. You will recover all. In the name of Jesus. You know, in our current day of existence, we don't know what wars look like. I had a documentary I read or I watched some years ago about the Second World War. Now, this documentary was not trying to replay the World War. They were actually taking the videos from the World War as it was happening. The actual footage of those things. And they found a way to compile it together and made a documentary. I can tell you, never pray for war. It was gruesome. They were showing the soldiers, many of them who were fighting from desert places. At some point, they were so sick, that they had to be throwing floor from their helicopters for some of them, and it will drop on the ground, the hot ground, and it will turn into a baked food on the ground. From the desert will boil it or fry it immediately, and they will eat it from there. And then they got a video of what they call the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombing in 1945. How that they send an atomic bomb into the place. You need to see how 50-story buildings were crumbling like powder. You need to see the way the place was destroyed. But can I tell you something? That's nothing compared to the ancient wars. If you can read the historian Josephus about how ancient wars were done, when they invade your city, it is finished. The way you will see people sliced, when they set the city ablaze. But something happened in David's city, Ziklag. Something good happened. They didn't kill the people, but they are taking everybody away. And these people cried so much because they knew who they were dealing with. They were dealing with the Amalekites. Now, the Amalekites actually had a track record of producing giants. So, wicked people. And it looked like all hope was lost. Can I tell you something? Maybe you are hearing me right now and you are thinking about your life. And when you want to look back of all the years that have come and gone, it looks like all hope is lost. Maybe this word is for you. For some of you hearing me, it may not be for you. And I think it's actually for everybody, because if we all check ourselves very well, there are mistakes we have made that if we look back, we should have done better. Are you with me? There are some years we have actually wasted. There are some things we have done that we are not so proud about. You may not have even told anybody. But there are seasons in your life that you check yourself. Why did I even do this thing? What even came over me? You know the truth. If all of us actually lived our lives the exact way that God planned them, the obvious truth is that you may have been 10 times where you are right now. Yes. If your life played out the exact way God intended for it to play out, by now, you would have been a major figure. Are you with me? But somehow, because of the frailty of human nature, sometimes there are even some things you thought you did well. There are even some things you thought, I made the right choice. Until when you go into the future, you look back, no, that was a mistake. Are you with me? You know, I gave a story one time when I went to do IT. During my IT, something happened. I've shared that story. All of you know that story, right? Let me still share it again for those hearing it for the first time. During my IT, this was like, maybe say 11, 12 years ago. As at then, I'd already known the Lord, but there were still some things I've not yet mastered. I'd not mastered how to, what you can call, walk on water. Meaning when God is telling you to do something that doesn't make sense. Are you following me? It's a training in God, how to walk on water when God is asking you to do something. But when you look at it naturally, it's almost looks like foolishness. So there were two companies, and I was trying to get an IT placement in any of those companies. Praise the Lord. And I was told that one of them, that company has been around for 100 years, that it's an oil servicing company, that I have to do everything to get into it. And so, when I say fortunately or unfortunately, I knew one of the managers there, and I walked up to him and said, "Sir, please, I need help to get into this place." And then the other place called me too. And then I had a dream. In the dream, I saw this other place that they said you wouldn't really work. You would just be going around to buy food for the engineers and the managers and everything. So I wanted to go to the place that I work. Is that not a good thing? Is that not a good thing? You want to go to the place where you gain experience, you actually work, you do well. But then I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw that I was working in this other place. I knew that it was like God wanted me to work here. But my mind, my understanding, my own wisdom was like, it is better to go here. Then I eventually followed my own understanding. I know better now. And I went there. Some of my friends actually went to the other company. And for the first 2 months of our IT, they will call me and they will say, we are actually going around buying food for these men. We are going to buy corn, roasted corn. In the afternoon, you go and buy moimoi or something. You just buy stuff for them and we just sit in the office doing nothing. And I will show them myself in the coverall that I'm the one really working. I will show them the technical things I was doing in my engineering practice. And they were like, "Kai, I wish we could come to where you are." But I remembered God actually showed me to go where they were. 3 months down the line, I called them. They said, David, they changed the IT manager. Things have changed, though. Right now, we are all going to the field. The things they started doing, I wish I was with them. It didn't just stop there. Most of them from there were employed to go to France. They began to work as expat traders as IT students. From there, many of them got international scholarship for masters. I'm talking about, in fact, some of them, they are still in France as I'm talking right now. from there, that IT, their life changed so much. When I finally got the breakdown of what happened, I remember what the Lord said to me. Are you following me? Now, in hindsight, I look like I was the one who was wise. Are you with me? So sometimes there are mistakes that happen, not even because you wanted to make a mistake, simply because you did not know better. You did not know about the future. Are you getting me? Sometimes the mistakes are even demonically engineered. This is where it gets complex. Sometimes they are demonically manipulated. Something just happens. You just find yourself in the wrong situation, in the wrong circumstance, and before you know what has happened, you're like, how did I get here? I want to show you this evening a roadmap to restoration, and we'll pray. Are you with me? A roadmap to restoration. Thank you, Lord. Look at 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. The Bible says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, and every man for his sons and daughters. Read the last part of this verse. Read it again. See, number one, you must encourage yourself in the Lord. And even if you don't see any reason to encourage yourself, I want to give you one. Have you ever heard people say things like, my life is finished? Maybe they did a forex trade and they had a bad dip, and they lost, maybe, God forbid, they lost 10 million naira. God forbid. It will not happen to anyone under the sound of my voice. Or they lost 15 million. And you just see them shouting, my life is finished. Let me tell you something. That you are still breathing is proof that God has not given up on you. The Bible says, he that is joined to the living, there is hope. Sometimes it is easy to attach your life to earthly things or something that happened to you. An event is not you. You must be able to tell yourself that an event is not you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And David encouraged himself in the Lord. I know it looks like you have failed. You have disappointed everybody. You've disappointed even yourself. Things did not go the way you planned. Oh, you disappointed your boss. Oh, they say, we will never hire. We regret hiring a person like you. They say all kinds of things and they fire you. Are you dead? Please, Are you dead? As long as you are not in a casket, you can still begin again. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. Number two, let me not rush this one. This David encouraging in the Lord. Let me not rush it. Still under encouraging yourself in the Lord, you have to learn to tell yourself things like, even though a tree has been cut down, can you put Job 14 for me? Even though a tree has been cut down, for there is hope for a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Job 14 verse 7. For there is hope for a tree that if it be cut down, it will sprout again. Many of you, this may sound like motivational, but it is not. Let me tell you, when I study the Bible, I have discovered that you have to be careful how you conclude on people. No matter how bad and how useless a person looks like, he may be useless to you, but not useless to God. I have learned not to write off people.
It says, for there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Verse 9, yet through the scent of water, through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. I think it's Colonel Sanders, the man that started KFC. Guess how old he started KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was 65. This KFC chicken that you like eating, the man that bettered that idea, that recipe, he was 65 years old. And he said, as at that time, he had done everything he had in life and failed. Everything he did failed. Every single thing, you can read about him. Every single thing he did failed. You are just 25. You say, why is my life like this? Maybe I am cursed. You are just 30. You are just 40. In fact, Moses, the Bible actually says Moses was 40 years when he left Egypt. He was 40 when he ran away from Egypt, and he was 80 years old when he came back. So just imagine you were Moses. God told you to do something 40 years ago. And at the time when God told you you were 40 years old, you did not do it. You failed. You ran away. And then when you are at age 80, God comes back and says, you see that thing I asked you to do, you will do it. God did not say, oh, I have moved on. Moses, you know what? Time has gone. Are there some times where God has to move on? Yes. But you see, many of such times is when the people disappoint to the point where God has to move on. Even Samson, after failing God all through, even at his point of death, God was still able to walk with him. That means, it proves to me that it's like God is always interested in rescuing destinies, even though it is at the point of being thrown away. Are you with me? God's always at the point of rescuing destinies. Please, are you with me? You know, somebody said something, and I agree. He said, why did God put the power of something in his hair? Because God believes that it can grow again. Are you with me? God put the power in something that can grow again. Even if you cut it, cut the hair 1,000,000 times, that hair will grow again. This is very important because there are some of us, it's not like we're even so late, but we have just found ourselves at the point where you're always looking back, saying, I wish I did this better. I wish I did that better. I wish I did this better. Remember Lot's wife, oh? Remember Lot's wife. Praise the Lord. So number one, say after me, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Number one, encourage yourself in the Lord. Say it again, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Number two, you have to engage in what I call prayers of mercy and inquiry. Especially the second one, inquiry. Prayers of mercy and inquiry. Now, on Sunday, we talked about praying about mercy. Lord, restore the years to me. We talked about that on Sunday. But I want to talk about prayers of inquiry. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 7 to 8. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me thither the ephod. What's the ephod? It's a kind of cloth that the priest of those days wore when they wanted to engage God. Are you with me? It was like a prophetic regalia that contained two prophetic stones, the Urim and the Thummim. And when God is speaking, those stones will be beaming on the bodies of the priests. And so, after David cried and encouraged himself in the Lord, he told Abiathar, oh yeah, bring the effort. It's time to engage God. The Bible says in verse 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake, and without fear recover all. See, this is important too. It's important you have inquiry. You pray and God begins to give you specific steps to take. Let me tell you something. The way God will restore a 54-year-old man may not be the exact way God will restore a 45-year-old man. Are you with me? God may give them different strategies. May give them, you know, one day I met an elderly minister. He's in his 60s. And I was asking him some questions. He now looked, after answering some of my questions, he looked at me and said, "You know what, David? He said, you know that the answers I'm giving you are not exactly the answers that you may need." I said, "Why?" He said, "You have time. You have time." I said, "Sir, what do you mean I have time?" He said, "You started ministry at the right age." He said, "Me, I started at 60. He said, "You can experiment some things and they will work. I cannot." He said, "I must strike and it must be sharp." Are you with me? So, when a person has lost time, there are strategies that God will give the person that will be unique to the person alone. He said, "God called you, God called me, but you, God called you earlier." Fire. He said, "Let me tell you." He said, "Between where you are, before you get to my age," he said, "I am sure, even if you wanted to be confused, you shall find your way between where you are and where I am." He said, "Before you reach here, you would have made all the mistakes, learned, and perfected yourself." He told me, he said, "You would have learned, perfected yourself, and you will still reach the entire world." That's what he told me. So, when God is restoring people, he will give them specific instructions. Look at Psalm chapter 18. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Are we together? And even if you feel like you have lost time, still pray prayers of inquiry so that you will not lose the time. Oh, yes. Psalm 18 verse 34. The Bible says, "He teacheth my hands to war, so that the bow of steel is broken by my arms." You know, normally you cannot use your hand to break steel. You can't. But there is a way God will teach you. Are you following me? He can teach your arms to war, that what will look difficult to natural people, you will do it. So when God is the one teaching you, you can actually do what people call impossible. And I want you to take advantage of that. Take note of that phrase, "He teacheth my hands to war," or that sentence, "He teacheth my hands to war," meaning God is the one that will teach you how to war. You are not the one that will teach yourself how to war. God is the one that will teach you. There are some people God will tell them, "You have to do 12 midnight prayer for the next 1 year." There are some people God will say, "Okay, you see this business, with the time I've lost, you are going to take a different strategy right now. You may have to put a billboard for your business." Some God will say, "No, move your house residence from where you are. Move from where you are to Metama. I will connect you to the customers there." Are you following me? Some of them, God will say, "No, you see the way you are right now. Go to Karu. I will connect you with people there. And somehow, are you with me? Instruction will be specific to you." So, obviously, from what I'm saying, you should know that this kind of prayer is important for everybody at every level. Are you with me? So when God begins to give you instructions, let me tell you something. Let me stand and say what I want to say. If you are a Christian, and God has never given you specific instructions, there is something wrong with your Christianity. Did you hear what I just said? If you are a Christian and God has not talked to you, impressed on you specific things to do, things that are not for everybody but for you alone, there is something wrong. Where God will tell you, for the next 4 days, you will fast and pray. You will pray for 1 hour every day. Or God will tell you, "You see that money, you see that brother in church, go and give it to him. See that sister, go and give to that person." Or God will tell you, "Start praying for that man." If you have not had such experiences before, where God is talking to you specifically. You know, something happened when we are, say, at Silver Bed. One day, we closed from service. No, it was Saturday. We had a setup on Saturday. So we just put some things in order in church. We tested microphones. And I was going. And the Lord said to me, while I was walking to the car, the Lord said to me, I want to test you now. I said, okay. What's the test? He said, I want you to prove to me that you have a heart for souls. I said, okay. What will be the test? And while I was standing there, a car parked, a red Corolla, it parked, and a guy and a girl came out, and their face looked squeezed. He said, you see those two? This boatman just annoyed them right now in the boat. Walk up to them and tell them that God told you that you should carry them to where they are going. They are going. The Lord told me, they are going to your direction. He said, they are going towards Lokogoma. Go and ask them. I said, okay. So I walked up to the guy. So I walked up to the guy and said, excuse me, sir. I have an instruction from God for both of you. They were like, guy, we are see right now. We are trying to order now. I said, listen to me first. We are trying to order now, Bob. I said, just listen first. I said, my name is David. He said, who are you? I said, my name is David. I pastor a church here. I see that your boatman just annoyed you. He said, how did you know? I said, God spoke to me. And my car is available. I will drop you where you need to be dropped. He said, okay, how are you sure we're going the same direction? I said, I'm going towards Lokogoma. Both of them just smiled and looked at themselves. He said, please, so what is your name? Do you know, when I was done, they both collected my numbers, but they were so scared they did not agree to enter the car. They said, let's not enter a car and disappear. They were so scared they did not agree. The guy said, you know what? This one has convinced me that God still speaks. So as a Christian, see, you must, if that has not happened in your life, I'm not saying it must be as dramatic as what I just explained. Where God spoke to you, take a fast tomorrow like this, you start praying and fasting. And if God has been talking to you before and somehow it stopped, it seems you cannot hear, the last time you heard God like that was a long time ago, take a fast too and start praying. Amen. Prayers of inquiry. Number three, when it is clear what God has said to do, when you have started getting ideas from the Lord, sometimes it may not come in a voice like I just described. It may come as a prompting or as a pull in your heart. You can feel it heavy in your heart. You see that teaching I did on YouTube, how God leads. Go and listen to the whole 24 episodes. If you can watch 24, Jack Bauer, go and watch how God leads the 24 episodes. Once it is clear what God wants you to do, you have to begin to run. Tell your neighbor, begin to run. Tell your neighbor, begin to run. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me and what I will answer when I'm reproved. Are you seeing this? I will stand upon my watch. That's prayer of inquiry now. And watch to see what he will say unto me. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Are you seeing this? That he may run. Say after me, I will run. God told David, pursue. That's not what God is telling you. You are already 5 years behind. Pursue. Pursue. Wake up and run. Pursue. Pursue. And in pursuing, sometimes God will be telling you, go and start reading books. Go and start learning a skill. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go and start preparing yourself. Pursue. You have been here saying, oh, you know, like I said on Sunday, if you are a lady, don't be waiting to get married before you your destiny. Are you with me? Now that you are single, pray, read, develop yourself, go to school, train your mind. It's a way of pursuing. Are you with me? And now, if you remember what the priest with the effort said to David, he said, pursue, overtake. That means you to pursue and overtake, you have to run faster than, are you with me? Than the thing you are trying to overtake. You have to run faster. That means you must pursue with determination. You must have you must get to a point where you tell yourself, I will win this battle. I will pursue. I must be better than what I was yesterday. I must chase my destiny. See, let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth. If you are really chasing after something, everybody will know. You cannot see a person who is running a race. You are trying to win a competition, eh? And while the race is going on, you just stop and say, Kai, I just wanted to greet you. How far now? How are you doing? No, when you are pursuing something, you will be able to identify your distractions and destroy them. You're able to say, no, this thing will distract me. This thing. You know, let me tell you, when you are really faced with major decisions, we don't have a problem with priority. We don't have a problem with priority. Imagine you went to a shawarma store to buy shawarma and ice cream, and you were there. And you felt like, if I don't eat this shawarma and if I don't take this ice cream today, I will die. You know, sometimes you can have that kind of feeling. That you see this craving, I will call it, if I don't eat this thing today, heaven will fall down. And then while you are there, you just see three men with guns just say, everybody, lie down flat. They just came out bah, with their guns and say, if you will not know when you will take off. See, the craving for that ice cream may disappear for the next 1 week. No, why didn't you stay there and say, no, I must collect it? All of a sudden, in few minutes, you know what was more important. You know that your life is more important than the food. Are you with me? In the same way, there is a way we will see you going about life. We will know whether you are confused about your priorities or not. So you must identify your distractions and destroy them. Eliminate them and run. When you are trying to enter into restoration, you cannot be praying like you don't know what you are dealing with. There is a way you'll be praying. You know, somebody said that our generation are gradually becoming like our parent generation. I'm like, what do you mean? The person said, do you remember when you were young? Your parents wake up in the morning and be praying. The way they will pray, you'll be wondering, Daddy, this prayer is so long. This prayer is so long. He says, now, everywhere there is online morning prayer. If it's not NSPPD, it is NLP. If it's not NLP, it's Prayer Rain. If it's not Prayer Rain, it's Coming Hour of Prayer. Or it's New Breed Prayer. People, everybody is doing online prayer. They say, we have started praying like that. They said, I tell them, you know why? We have gradually come to the same age our parents came to. And we now discover that, hey, if you don't pray, your destiny big bio. I was watching a video on Instagram and the guy said, you cannot be chasing a 3 billion naira contract and by 12 midnight you are watching Netflix. When everybody is submitting their tender, you will not pray and submit your tender. The people that they are competing with have gone to Okija Shrine. They've gone to strange places. Are you with me? Some of them have killed serpents, collected, drank the blood, and you are just eating popcorn. that thing will not pop. You are dealing with people that they have put their hands deep into darkness to collect the same thing that you are collecting with acrylic fingers. He said, see, you better. It was a business class. So he now switched. He said, see, I know it's a business class. But you see this one. When you get to this point, you have to wake up and be praying. Your neighbor pursue. Tell another neighbor, pursue. There are some people, they just discover that they are experiencing what is called near miracle syndrome. They are almost there. Every time for the past 10 years, almost there, never there. Almost there. It's about to open, no? It's about to open. Hey. No, you cannot have been noticing that kind of thing, consistently, and you want to go on normally. No, you have to pursue. Are you with me? You pursue and begin to pray. You begin to train yourself. You begin to read. All of this is under pursue and overtake. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to emphasize something before we pray. The fourth thing, in addition to your pursuit, you must now make up your mind that you will apply everything you've learned from your previous mistakes. Everything you have learned from the mistakes that you have made before, you must apply them properly now. Look at that 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 10. It says, but David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. Verse 11, and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. Verse 12, and they gave him a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins, and when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread. Verse 13, and David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, a servant to an Amalekite, and my servant left me because 3 days ago I fell sick, and we made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites and upon the coast. Now, from what you have read before, you know it was this guy that led David and his team to where the people that captured the city were. Do you remember that? That means that even though God said pursue, overtake, recover all, if treated this guy wrongly, or if David's men mistreated this guy, they would not have gotten to the place. Listen, there are small things you must not ignore. Remember where we are coming from. We have been talking about greatness, right? We've been talking about managing relationships. We've been talking about character. We've been talking about greatness, non-negotiables. Go back and add all those things as you are praying. Are you following this? As you are praying also, as God is showing you the strategy to take, don't forget having a good character. Don't forget sharpening your skills. Are you getting this? Don't forget managing relationships, because now, God did not tell David that he's going to meet an Egyptian along the way. Do you remember? When David was praying and inquiring of the Lord, God did not tell David, you know what, as you are pursuing and overtaking, you will get to a point called Besor. You will meet an Egyptian there, and that Egyptian will be the one that will eventually lead you. No, God believed that David's character will be enough. Can God trust on some things already established in your life, that all he needs to do is to pour grace and open opportunities, and based on your character and some things he has already built into you, it will be enough to take you to the next level? Are you following this? Praise the Lord. You must be discerning to say, okay, every other thing I've learned. For instance, one of the things I've learned in my journey is that when you get a prompting about something, respond quickly. When you feel something within your heart, respond quickly. I remember years ago, I've shared that testimony here before. I had something that you can call an iPad. It was a Samsung Galaxy Tab. And I just came in from Ibadan to Lagos. And I entered into what you can call a tricycle, but in Nigeria we call it Keke Napep. And then I took it as a drop to carry me to a certain house in Ojodu Bega. Only to get to the house and discovered that my tab was not with me. And I remembered that when I was in that tricycle. I and the driver of the tricycle, we had a misunderstanding. You see, let me tell you something. Anger is the wind that blows away the candle of your mind. So I was angry because of the altercation we had. And I dropped, I carried my bag. And while I was in the house, I had a prompting, check for your tab. A part of me just felt, check it later now. But it came again, check for your tab. I opened my bag, it was not there. Opened my, what you can call a briefcase, but it was not there. A part of me was like, you don't worry, it's under your box. But I have learned, don't ignore things like that. I went to the junction, back immediately. Immediately, I went back to that junction and began to pray in the spirit. Zikapalakata. I was praying like that there. While I was praying, this keke man came, this tricycle driver, he came in like 30 minutes time and said, oh God, this is your own rabbi? I said, yes. He said, you are really serving God? I said, sir, what happened? He said, I picked somebody else and turned back and discovered that there was an iPad here or a Galaxy Tab here. And I picked it up and said, is this your own? And the man was like, no. Then he now said, yes. He said, the way the man changed from no to yes, I just felt like it doesn't belong to him. That it should have belonged to you. But I did not know how to get to you. So I made up my mind that I will go back to where I picked you. Hopefully, I will meet you. Guess what? It was when he was coming back to meet me, I was there. What if I said, no, the tab is under my box and I went to sleep? He would have come back to give me and he would not have found me. Prompt response. I learned it. So now, some of you who work with me say, Pastor, why do you move fast? I've learned. Sometimes, the reason why you are having that prompting in your mind is because God's already orchestrating something that you don't even know about. Jump on your feet. Let us pray. Jump on your feet. Jump on your feet. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, all I have lost in the past 10 years of my life, in the past 15 years of my life, in the last 20 years of my life, all I have lost, you've promised in your word that you restore to me the years. Beginning from this moment, I step into restoration. I step into restoration. By your divine hand, by your sovereign hand, order my life, rearrange my steps. By divine coincidence, rearrange my steps and bring me into restoration. Begin to pray right now. Zebra kapal, zepeletelia kapal, jembreketetelia, zebra kapala gabande ketepelende gededesa, jembregebelegede dedesa. Lenge belege dege sheketelia, likabaragabala katai, inkobologo bobobobo sheketelia, ragabadade, legabadada balagadade, sheketepeleketelia, mandara baba baba, likabranda gadadege sheketepelega dadade, segadadade belega sheketelia, likarababa baba, limbranda bamba sataya. Limbranda baga shakapa linga debelega shakatelia in the repeletelia asambra da kapa in galaba baba baba. I step into restoration. Hey, celebre ketelia rodogo bobo bobo sa lega debelega dede reketembele ketelia asambre kedede. Lost time, lost opportunities, they are restored in the name of Jesus. Leko robo bobo bobo bosa, lingo robo bobo shekete telia, ramba bala kataya, lekete pelege de desa, runde gede de belege shekete lia. Asaga gada dade. Take this prayer serious, because beginning from tonight, things will begin to happen. Things will begin to happen. Ataka pamboke pelege telia. Maybe the things you lost were demonically engineered. There will be restoration for you. Rada bagada balagada dade, ragada balagabada de, ragada balagabada dade, mashaga balagada dade, You are not a failure. God has not given up on you. As long as there is still breath in your nostrils, God is still saying something about your life. Laga badade, randa badaga shaka bababai, lenga dadadaga shaka telia. Ale branto kopo setelia, like setetelia, jembre dege dededen. Oh, maybe that exam did not go as planned. Oh, that certification did not go as planned. Oh, you feel you have lost time. You have lost money. You have lost opportunities. The Lord is about to restore right now. That relationship that took your years, that took your time, did not go as planned. He will restore to you. Akabada balagabaran degededesha. Lege de belege de sa ronde ge de belege setetelia ramba baba shakabai ramba baba shakabala gababai ekabadade linde ge de ge shakatelia linde de ge de belege shakatelia ekabadada radada basande leke de ge shakatelia.